All right, so we're joined now by epidemiologist and advisor to the Solidarity Fund, Dr. Saul Johnson. We're looking back on phase one of the vaccine rollout. And of course, partly the issue is the number of people who have registered for phase two of the vaccines. Dr. Johnson, a very good morning to you. Welcome to our program.
Hi, Bongani. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm very well. I appreciate your time this morning. Firstly, let's perhaps look back at phase one of the vaccine rollout. Largely successful, if you look at what was targeted, 500,000 healthcare workers. But in some ways, even that wasn't a target we fully met.
Yeah, you know, I think obviously we were a bit bedeviled by the issues around the J&J vaccine. But I think, you know, lots of Pfizer vaccines are coming into the country for phase two. So I think we're optimistic that the scale out, the rollout is going to scale up from next week. And we just have to urge everybody to come forward and register themselves to be vaccinated.
We saw lines of people queuing to be vaccinated yesterday. The idea, I suppose, was to end with a bit of a bang. But there were concerns raised about some chaotic scenes, lots and lots of people in a single queue, not much social distancing. I mean, if that's what the health workers are experiencing at the very end of phase one, should we be rightly concerned about phase two being similar?
Well, I think just to be clear for your listeners, you know, the phases are quite different. Phase one was part of a study that was the only way we could get hold of those Johnson & Johnson vaccines for phase one. Phase two, which is going to use the Pfizer as well as the J&J vaccine, is just part of a normal rollout. So the conditions will be quite different. I think the Department of Health has really tried to learn the lessons. And there's quite a big consortium that's working on the rollout, including the private sector as well as the Department of Health, and bringing in quite a lot of external expertise as well to try and learn those lessons and try and make sure the system is as efficient as possible when people do go and get their vaccine. So I'm sincerely hoping that we don't see those sort of scenes repeated as we have seen in some of these Johannesburg hospitals over the last few days.
Do we have a scenario in which unvaccinated healthcare workers, say nurses, might be administering jabs to members of the public when they themselves haven't been vaccinated?
It's hard to answer that question. I'm not sure that it's a requirement that health workers be vaccinated. You know, I myself received the vaccine and the person who vaccinated me was in full PPE at the time, regardless of their own vaccination status. So, but I think, I would say most of the health workers at this stage have come forward, patient-facing health workers have had the vaccine. I think our problem is making sure that all South Africans sign up. You know, the first phase is the over 60s. I think it's so important as we enter the third wave. And Bongani, there's no doubt in my mind that we are about to enter the third wave.
Yeah.
If you've seen the numbers in Gauteng, you know, it's so important that we, particularly the people over 60, get protected through the vaccination program, because those are the people that, no question, are most at risk of severe illness and death. So, you know, we really have to try and get those people, you know, registered. If you know people in your households, in your communities, that really is the priority as we enter this really critical, dangerous time.
Right. And it's not only just the EVDS website, vaccine.enroll.health.gov.za, but there's also now a WhatsApp number.
That is correct. There's a WhatsApp number. There's an SMS service as well. So there are various ways that people can sign up to be vaccinated. But I have to, Bongani, it's going to take time for the vaccines to roll out. And in this time, because the numbers are going up and we are worried, people must, you know, continue to really pay attention to all of those important public health interventions that we've been practicing over the last year. You know, this is not the time to slip up. This is the time to really refocus on wearing those masks and opening the windows. I know, you know, we've been living with this for a long time. It is frustrating. We really understand that. But this is so important that people keep focusing on that as well.
Dr. Saul Johnson, appreciate your time. Epidemiologist and advisor to the Solidarity Fund, saying there's no doubt in his mind we are now entering a third wave. We've, of course, got over 3,000 cases in the last reporting cycle. So if you want to register via WhatsApp, you can do so. You can do so. Send a WhatsApp to a WhatsApp saying register to 0600 123 456. So that's 0600 123 456. If you don't have an ID number, you can dial *134*832#. And of course, you can register via SMS by dialing the same number, *134*832, your ID number and hash, right? So *134*832, your ID number and hash. And you can, of course, still go to the vaccine.enroll.health.gov.za website.